Let's get to Heather with the news.
So the Lions are going to be hosting a watch party for their road game against the Cowboys on October 13th. So if you'd like to go, you can actually get tickets today. So it's going to take place at Ford Field. Tickets did go on sale to club members, Lions loyal members on Tuesday, but general public can get their tickets today, $25. And you have the opportunity to purchase up to 6 tickets while supplies last. And of course, they're also going to have performances or appearances by the Detroit Lions drumline, the cheerleaders, Rory. So could be a grand old time.
There you go.
Yeah. Why not? A Southfield man is facing 8 felony charges for allegedly defrauding a sports betting app.
This is
wild. The 38-year-old man allegedly made more than $2 million in fictitious deposits into his Caesars Sportsbook account. This was in April of 2023, and he placed 10,000 bets within 16 days, wagering more than $88 million. He then allegedly transferred more than $521,000 into his personal account before ending all activity on the platform. He was just arrested on September 4th, and he was released on a $500,000 personal bond, but like I said, facing 8 felony charges.
At a 9th one, stupidity. How did he think he was going to get away with that? Like, there's no way they were going to be able to find out that you would put false funds into your bank, that there's no way to find him. Come on.
Most criminals are stupid, because most of them do get caught, but they have to think. You do wonder what was going on. Like, this is incredible. No one's going to catch me when I make this
wild
bets.
You withdraw money into your bank account.
Yes.
You don't think that Caesars has a record of that? They're going to find you.
They are going to find you. And they did. So lots of people were expected to voice their opinions and their concerns about a new Meijer location that would be replacing a locally owned grocery store in Rochester Hills. There was a public hearing. It was held last night, and one of the biggest topics of debate was replacing Hollywood Markets, which is located on the corner of Tinkin and Rochester Road, with this new Meijer location. Now, Hollywood Markets has been around for a long time, 1950, but this particular location, it opened in 2007, and the store executive says that the landlord will not be renewing their lease when it ends in January of next year. And they did go on to say, you know, like, it is rare to have, that's the anchor store in this. This was my hometown location. I went to this location when it was a Farmer Jack, an A&P, and then Hollywood Markets. Like, I know it very, very well. They say it's rare for an anchor store that pays its rent, right, to then get the boot like this. And residents and businesses say that this family-owned grocery store is being pushed out of its location. And it does want to stay there. They say if they are pushed out, they would like to find a new location within the area. But a lot of loyal customers are sad to see it go. You don't want to see these locally owned stores get pushed out for another Meijer location. I feel like they're popping up everywhere. There's a new Meijer going up right by my house now in Clarkston, which
there's a new Meijer going up
with as well. But
yeah, right near our house.
Yeah. So
like, I worked at a Meijer. I have no issue with Meijer, but we want to keep these local. Competition is good.
Yeah. Yep. Jason Kelce accidentally injured an Eagles super fan. I don't know if you saw this video, when he chest bumped him at this like parking lot party on Monday night. So it all went down prior to the Eagles Monday night football game against the Falcons. And Kelce was there to like pump up the crowd, and he did. He was on the mic, he was dancing, he was getting them all fired up, and then he invited this super fan, Ron Dunphy, to come up and like get fans excited, and he had this guy get down in a three-point stance and then like run up to him and do a huge chest bump in the air, and the guy did that but kind of went, you know, backwards a bit hard, and he said that he messed up his whole knee, but in the end he did say it was worth it. So
wait, who got hurt? Kelce or the fan?
No, the fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, not Kelce. Kelce was fine.
That would have been big news.
Right.
Kelce injured a fan.
Okay.
But didn't even know what happened. Like, had no clue. He went on cheering and yelling and didn't know the fan was hurt. But at least the fan did say it was all worth it in the end. Mm. Tennessee is preparing to add a 10% talent fee to ticket prices to raise money to pay players. It's all part of this new revenue sharing plan that's expected to take place in 2025. So the Tennessee Athletic Director Danny White explained how the school will implement this plan, and it's going to go into effect on all season and single game tickets on all sporting events, and it should go into effect in 2025.
So I think people have an issue with the honesty of it. I mean, it's not when you go to a Lions game, part of the Lions ticket is used to pay player salary. I think the frustration is there's more money than ever in college sports.
Yeah, they're getting an influx of cash with the new TV deals. That's where I think they should find a way to tap into first.
Rather than shake down fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Heather with the news.